Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Gundy. If you've got questions or to find out more about something, you know the drill, david@fmr.co.za or the podcast at fmr.co.za. You know, one of my pet hates around car purchasing, and I'm in the luxury position of not having to do that with test cars coming my way, but I do get to see the pitfalls. And one of the big ones is the cost of options. Go and buy a car and the price changes radically. I had a recent test car. The base price for the car was 550,000, but the price as tested was a cool million rand. That's nearly 100% change in the cost of the vehicle just by ticking boxes. You've got to be so careful with the cost that does to you. You know, what should you add? What would you add? You know, if you're going to look at it in terms of secondhand value and retention of secondhand value, you've got to be a little bit careful here. If you buy extras in proper packs or model upgrades, it's often the way to go. You know, a sunroof that you ticked a box for 40,000 rand won't keep value in the secondhand market. Sometimes those add-ons do make it an easier sell when it comes to secondhand, but the general advice people are spending on those tick boxes is look and see if there is a model that includes the features that you need or want, because getting it in a model may actually be cheaper with various other upgrades, which would be free, rather than ticking boxes, which just add to the case. You know, it can get exceptionally expensive for very little benefit. Also, another pitfall to watch out for: if you're buying a new car and you're told that the only one available has these extras that you don't want, X, Y, Z, whatever they may be, you can often refuse to pay for those. And sometimes that works, not always, and you get those for free. So try that out if you can. But this is a real point. If you ordered a car with different options and you're told, the one that's coming, unless you want to wait another 6 or 8 weeks or whatever you're told, you'll have to pay extra for those extras. And often you can refuse and get those extras in the package without paying for them. What would I pay for? Well, I wouldn't pay for fancy mag wheels or a sunroof or color contrasting stitching on the leather that was hand massaged by Italian milkmaids who are capable of yodeling. And I would never pay for a sat nav, but I'll tell you what I would pay for. I'd pay for Apple or Android CarPlay, and sometimes that's free on a lot of models today. I would definitely pay for heated seats. To me, that's the ultimate luxury in the car, and I wouldn't care if I never got my value back on that. I'd pay for a bigger engine, fancier suspension, better brakes, but I'm a dyed-in-the-wool petrol oil head, so your mileage may vary, as they say. Please let me know what you'd spend your hard-saved pennies on. And that's it for me from Fine Motoring this week. David Gundy, if you've got questions or to find out more about something, give me a shout. Tell me about your favorite road, the most romantic road, the most fun, the one with the best view. Or just what's your best motoring experience, most engaging, or, of course, questions. David@fmr.co.za. Otherwise, the podcast on fmr.co.za.